Hey guys, thank you for joining. It has been an entire year since I've recorded an episode. So listen, I have a new name for the podcast. I have a new life. I have a new every fucking thing at this point, okay? We are going to talk. We're going to catch up because 2022 did me the fuck in, okay? So many things have changed since we last spoke. I'm still hosting parties. The parties have really taken off. I'm super stoked about that. I have a business partner. We're going to talk about my business partner, how I met him, all that good shit. I'm still doing my candles. I'm running my candle business. I'm getting that back up and running currently, okay? So let's kick it. It's literally been a year. Business. First of all, business is going great. Like I said, I have a business partner. Heavy on the partner. Okay. First of all, let me tell you how I met my business partner. Because my business partner is also my partner in real life. Okay. So one night, my friend Courtney, she drops in a group chat like, hey, let's go get a drink. Everybody's like, okay, cool. So we decided to meet up at Teresa's, on Six Mile. We're all in Teresa's, and as I'm in there, this dude walks up to me and he's like, I just want to come to one of your parties, right? So I'm kind of like blowing them off a little bit. You know, I'm still blushing because like, shit, I'm excited that somebody knows what the fuck I do, right? So, but I kind of blow them off a little bit. He's like, nah. And he opens up his phone to show me a screenshot of my flyer that he has in his phone. He's like, you know, I've been meaning to hit you up, but I've just been busy. So we kind of kick it for a minute. We exchange numbers and all of that stuff. We talk the next day. The next day, I let him pull up on me against my rules. I let him pull up on me, and it's probably like 2 or 3 in the morning. It's probably like 2 o'clock in the morning when I let him pull up on me. This was after one of my meet and greets, right? I had a party coming up, so the meet and greet was the next day, the following day that I met him. He pulled up, and we talked in his car for about 4 hours. And I learned a lot about him. And I really fucking liked him. So after that next day, I called him and I said, you know, I want to go out. I want to see you again. And he literally was like, say less. And he picked me up. We went out. We went bar hopping. He picked me up on his bike. He had a brand new Harley. Picked me up on his bike. We went bar hopping. Listen. I literally sucked his dick in a club on the first date. I sucked his dick in the bar on our first date, and I am not sorry about it. Turns out, he's a really fucking amazing guy. Like, I did a great job. I'm really happy that I chose the right dick to suck on the first night. You know, like, listen, I let him pull up to my house the first night. I sucked his dick the first night. I was just like all over the place with this guy. But anyway, yes, he is now my business partner. I invited him to the next party that I had, which was probably like a week later. And he came into the party. At the end of the party, we were talking, we were laying around kicking it, and I asked him, what could I do to make my business better? And he gave me one idea. He told me one thing to do. And we actually, with his help, we implemented that into the next party. And we've been doing that ever since. And he was absolutely right. It made the party a lot better. So probably like a couple months after that, I asked him if he would be my business partner. He agreed. Even though... Listen, it took me a really long time to grasp the real meaning of a fucking business partner, because I was on bullshit a lot of the months up until just recently. I was still making decisions without him. it really took me a minute to get it the fuck together, but I have it together now. Everything is going good. For the first time since I started hosting parties, I'm actually taking a break. My last party was June 16th. And inside of that party, I was just like looking around and I just decided like I didn't want to rent from the house that I was renting from anymore. I wanted my parties to be different, our parties. I wanted our events to be different, to be better. And so I told him, I'm like, let's just take a break. Let's just not come back until we have our own shit. And so he's been going hard as fuck to get this shit together. Before we met, he owned a house and it was kind of just sitting. So when I said that, you know, I was done hosting parties at the last venue, he started going super hard to get the house that he owns right now renovated so that we can host parties there. So extremely lucky and blessed to have this man, okay? Let's see here. What have I been doing? I've been working. I went back to work. I have a corporate job now. I work a 9-to-5 again. I went through a very rough transition. I lost a lot. 2022 really did me the fuck in. I lost a lot. At the end of 2022, I lost my house, actually. I was renting and I did not renew my lease. Listen, I was renting. I did not renew my lease. If you were in Michigan, you know that landlords were like doing this insane rent increase, right? So I was coming up on the tail end of my lease and I didn't want to renew. I didn't want to renew because I was looking for somewhere else to live, okay? So I did not renew my lease. I just went on a month to month. Well, in the midst of me going on my month to month, I was also keeping my ex's dog while he was on the road. He wasn't my ex then, but I was keeping his dog at the time. And one day, my landlord popped up and seen that dog there. My lease clearly states no pets in the home. So, because number one, I'm already on a month-to-month lease, I wouldn't re-sign the lease because I already knew he was going to kick my ass on the rent increase. I did not sign the lease. I had a dog over there, so shit, he had all grounds to evict me, and he did not go easy on me. He got me the fuck out of there. So I lost my house. I lost my car. I lost a lot of things. And I've just been taking this time to kind of get my shit back together. You know, business is still going. Business is still moving. Nothing stops when shit like that happens. Nothing fucking stops. If anything, sometimes shit gets worse. So, and I'm not going to front. I kind of fell into a slump. And listen, I'm going to fast forward really quickly just because this is heavy on my heart. I noticed, and this was just yesterday, I was going through my pages, my business page, and I was like, sometimes I go through and I'll delete pictures and videos and shit like that that I just want off the internet for a minute, you know? Listen, I was going through my page and I noticed so many of my nights lately have been inside of the bar. So much drinking, heavy hanging out. And it was scary. It was literally scary watching myself delete all of these pictures. Like, damn, bitch, you're in the bar a whole fucking lot. Like, do you have a drinking problem at this point? Because prior to the parties, I was not a drinker. Prior to the parties, I was not a drinker, but I've noticed that my drinking and my partying and my hanging out and just being outside of my home, period, has really, I've been doing it a lot more often. And yesterday, I was like, wow, bitch, you're running from something. You're fucking running from something. So, I'm just, I've made a promise to myself that I'm going to stay the fuck out the bar. I'm going to stay the fuck away from the liquor. I'm just going to work. I'm set to go back to school next week. Yeah, next week I'm set to go back to school. I'm about to, I'm going to be a masseuse. Yeah, I pay a masseuse to come into my party sometimes. You know, people ask me all the time, like, do you do massages? And I'm like, no, but now I'm going to do that. Now, that's going to be something you can come into a party and you can actually get a massage by the host. So I'm excited for that. I'm excited just to get my shit back together. Like, I full tunnel vision right now. And listen, I also, and listen, if you listen to my podcast, you know, I kind of just talk through my shit on here and I might go back and forth, right? But outside of a business partner, my partner is just really a fucking amazing person, and I think that he was sent here for me. I know that he was just sent here for me. It's funny because shortly before I met him, like, I'm a very self-aware person. Even if I don't always change things or address things, I know my shit. I know the good things about myself. I know the bad things about myself. But shortly before I met him, I was just going through this shit. I was just like, you know, I know I'm fucked up a little bit. And I really just want to be a better person. But I felt like I didn't have a reason to, maybe. I was getting off with the things that I was doing. Everything was just, you know, working out for me. And so he's come around and he has just made me realize so much about myself, good and bad, you know. And I'm really focused on being a better person, being a better mother, being a better partner, being good to those who are good to me. I have been very, very selfish in the past. And I don't know if that shit is, you know, everything is kind of deeply rooted in some sort of trauma. But at this age, it's like, bitch, you're almost 40. Get it the fuck together. Just do what you know is right. So I'm really focused on just doing better and being better. I almost lost him, and that was scary for me. And I've never given a fuck about who I've lost or who stopped fucking with me, because it's like, you know, something else better will come along. That's how I look at it. But in this relationship and in this partnership, I do not think that it gets better. I don't think that it gets better than him right now. No one has ever just showed up in my life and wanted to help me and with zero expectations or expecting anything from me, you know. And that's how he's kind of been since day one. Since day one, he has helped me. No lie. And I don't know, I'm just really fucking blessed. Because you know how, listen, I'm a person who likes to manifest. I write things down. I manifested him. And hold up. This is an even crazier part. So, he followed me on Instagram, and I did not know that. He got on Twitter because of me. I posted a link to Twitter, and we found all this out, you know, after months of kicking in and just having conversations and shit like that. So originally, he followed me on Instagram. Instagram was kind of, people kept reporting my page. So I posted my Twitter link onto my Instagram page, and I am the reason why he joined Twitter. He joined Twitter. He followed me on there, and then we met. And then we fucking met. Like, what are the fucking chances of that? Like, I'm just randomly out at a bar and the the same woman who is the reason why you fucking joined Twitter is now in a bar with you, and now y'all kicking it and y'all talking, and now we're together, and now we're working, and now we're making plans for the future, and now he's really just making me be a better bitch out here. Grateful. I'm grateful to say that's the least, okay? And he lets me be myself and encourages it. That's what's most attractive about him. He does not have a jealous or insecure bone in his body. I could talk about him on and on and on and on and on, but we're gonna save that. So listen, the Good Whore Podcast. The Good Whore Podcast, I am going to talk about so many different things on here. I am going to talk about my relationship. I am going to talk about my sexcapades. I'm going to talk about our events. So many good things are coming. So many good things are coming. I am heavy on Snapchat right now. Oh my goodness. Listen, first of fucking all, I got kicked off Facebook and Instagram. So I said, fuck those guys. I'm not going back. I'm not creating new pages. It's just fuck them. I'll just rock out with Twitter and Snapchat right now. And Snapchat, I fucking love it there. I fucking love it on Snapchat right now. So parties. Like I said, I'm taking a break from the parties. We're looking at August for the next one, for the next event. I'm excited about this. Like I said, this man he's renovating his house because he believes in something that I am doing. And that's fucking amazing. That's motherfucking amazing to just have someone just come into your life and show up and show out for you. I am beyond blessed to have him. Yes, the Good Whore Podcast. Like I said, we're going to talk about everything. It's going to be way more than me just coming on here and dropping these little 20, 30 minute episodes. But this is it for now, okay? Just listen. Stay down with me, okay? Stay down with me. You're going to come up with me. This is just it for now. I have so many things in the works for this, but I haven't hopped on here and kicked it with y'all or anything. So I just wanted to update you, let you know I'm still breathing. I'm still out here getting to it. I'm working. I'm changing. I'm evolving. I'm growing. The business is growing. Yeah, I've been having an amazing time. So stay tuned. I'm going to tap back in. I'm going to talk a lot more about what I've got going on, but I just needed to get those few things off my chest, okay? You guys have a good day. Be freaky. Do what you want to do. Don't let anybody else's thoughts of you determine, you know, shit about you. Just do you. That's the best thing to do. Do you.